Welcome to episode one of the Goodbye Poor Hello. No, that one is gone. The Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show was a beautiful, beautiful thing that had a good 100 episodes. Completely coincidentally that I ended it after 100, but in hindsight, it was a perfect package for what it was. That was me getting going, right? That was me networking in real life. That was me showing everybody what can be achieved. You didn't need fancy kit. This is an extension of that, but it is an entirely different show because that had its place in the sun. And now we're kicking on. This is the Making Money Online Diaries. This is an entirely different thing. Yeah, the format will be the same. I still don't like going over 35 minutes per episode if I can help it. Yeah, I still want to interview people because let's face it, interviewing people is the best way to network. It's the best way to create content. It's the best way to build a podcast that doesn't feel like it's stagnating. Now, I could sit here and I could talk at you for 30 minutes while I'm going to pick up the kids. It's a 35 minute drive at least. Usually I'm plotting with ChatGPT or singing my head off to Lewis Capel. I mean something really cool like Foo Fighters. But ultimately, this is about saving time for me. It's about me pouring my heart out so it can be a vlog of sorts. Again, easy content for me to talk you through my week, to talk you through the things that I've been reading or doing, the things that I'm finding helping me make money online. So let's do the introduction, shall we? Let's tell you who the hell it is I am. My name's Des. I was a guy back in September 2022. Now, you may have heard this. We only had roughly £200 to our name. I took £100 of that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to turn that into £100,000 using online tools to make money. It was Amazon FBA that got me going. And that went so well, I threw another £100 at it. So the £100 to £100,000 challenge turned into, yep, you guessed it, the £200 to £100,000 challenge. And I gave myself 2 years. And then halfway through, I realized that there just wasn't enough from people of my generation in this online space, sharing, documenting, leading by example. I never wanted to be a guru. I never wanted to be somebody that people looked up to. I wanted to be the guy 2 to 3 steps ahead of you that could show you what was achieved. And bloody hell, I think it worked. I think it worked. Not only did I turn that £200 into £100,000 in 21 and a half months, thank you very much, I also built this network of what is now an extended family. A group of people all over the world, all with that one thing in common, looking to make money online to better their lives because the government have let us down and the state of the country has let us down. The state of the world, for Jesus Christ, that's let us down. And we cannot sustainably live on the money that's being given to us through traditional means. And I say traditional because you might as well rip up the book of what is traditional money making these days. Right? Well, when you get a real job, sorry, define a real job. Because there's people 25 years younger than me that are absolutely smashing it by turning a camera on and talking at it. So don't tell me what a real job is. However you can make money ethically, legally, that's a real job. Bloody hell, I'm going down some rabbit holes on this, aren't I? So that's what I did. And with that network, what I ended up doing was helping more people make money online than I could have ever dreamed. TikTok following, currently at 82,000. Instagram following, peaked at 20. We're at about 18 and a half now, but I'm guessing I don't do too much on Instagram. A Facebook group with 10,000 people. A charting podcast every single week. From Goodbye Poor Hello Rich. And now what we do is that my buddy Luke and me, we run a TikTok agency. We run a TikTok agency with a difference. We are the only TikTok coaching community / agency that you don't have to pay to join. We're not interested in it. What we want to do is build a model that's predicated on your success, because Luke holds the same values as me. And we would rather put our faith in you to make us money than take money from you in order to do it. And I say that from a completely selfish point of view. I don't want you to think, just because I'm saying that, anyone that's charging anybody is wrong. That's not right. Because different people have got different values and there's nothing wrong with that. And the people that I have met that are charging you for this are thoroughly lovely people and are thoroughly well worthy of charging for their services. So I want to make that clear. I'm not throwing shade on anybody. I'm not a confrontational podcasty guy. I'm the guy that shows everybody that there's room for everyone. And this network can grow beyond a size that anyone thinks is right, because we're all friends in this space. We're all trying to make money. We're all trying to do it the right way. And we're all genuinely trying to help people in the way we do it. So that's what my challenge was. And that's where I've got to where I am now. I am now a guy that runs a TikTok agency, a guy that runs a TikTok community, a guy that shows people how to make money online. I'm also a pretty seasoned, successful podcaster. And since we last spoke, the live events are kicking on. And beforehand, I threw everything at this. Beforehand, I had the 7 income streams, didn't I? Amazon FBA. Did you notice I didn't say Amazon FBA anymore? I pulled out of that. Print on demand, affiliate marketing, YouTube money, brand deals, sponsorship deals, digital products, digital services. They've all gone. 3 things now. TikTok agency, podcasting, live events. That's me. And that's a bit of me too. So what I want to do is talk you through how that came to be, why I've changed things up. And in those few short months that I never had my own podcast, what has changed? And I want to address one of the biggest questions that is often asked of me, and it's done in a way that I know is done out of love, and I know a lot of people are probably asking it amongst themselves. How come Des isn't rich yet? How come that loft still isn't finished? How come his garden's still a state? How is he driving that same car? You see what I mean? I am now nearly 3 years in, and I turned it into £100,000 in 2.5. Sorry, no, 21 and a half months. Sorry, 21 and a half. Why aren't I having the successes that I should have had on that trajectory if I was putting 30%, 30%, 30% on it? Shouldn't I have more than this? And it's a really good question. And truth be told, I ask myself it a lot. But let's break this down. And this is the reality of living in 2025 as a 40-year-old, 45-year-old, dad of 4 kids, married, divorced, married again. The reason I needed to make money in September 2022, is because in 2017, my ex-wife and I separated. And in divorce, you know where it is, you both walk away with significant debt. And that's exactly what happened. Over 20 grand's worth of debt. I ended up moving back in with my parents for what I thought was going to be about 6 months. Turned out to be nearly 2 years. On top of that, spiralling costs. I was earning roughly £3,000 a month. Throw in what Claire was earning in her job at the time, full time. We were bringing in roughly 6. And we weren't getting by on that. I needed to make more money because 6 wasn't getting us through. So now, if you consider we had that lifestyle, and that was a good lifestyle, don't get me wrong. But then costs started spiralling. Mortgage rates went through the roof. Nice one, Liz. Nearly £1,800 a month at the moment on the mortgage. Fuel, water. It wasn't a gimmick when I said that in the very first post that I made, saying these are the things that are making life untenable. They're still there now. We were used to living a certain lifestyle. Throw in 2 children on top of that, that we didn't have beforehand. And £100,000, especially when you're reinvesting it into the business, it doesn't actually go very far. Now, Claire and I both stopped working, but we are each taking about £6,000 out of the business every month. Now, imagine what that does to your cash flow of your business, first of all, and imagine what that does to actual cost of living, because that's what we were being paid before. We actually haven't increased our wage yet. So while we're not rich in monetary terms, what we're going to talk about is how we are a success in all other terms. And yeah, things are growing. But the other thing I really want to highlight is at the end of the £100,000 challenge, I was still an Amazon seller. It was literally, I completed that challenge when the phone call that changed my life happened, where somebody said, do you want to learn about TikTok shop? Let's meet in London. That was Jack. Luke and I went up to meet Jack in July, about 3 weeks after I'd finished my challenge. And the prospect of TikTok shop looked so good, Luke and I were willing to go all in. So if you think about what happened in June and July 2024, I quit my job, I finished a challenge, I stopped selling on Amazon, stopped doing digital products, digital services, my coaching stopped. Wow, YouTube, I'd stopped posting on YouTube. We went all in on TikTok shop. And it went really, really well. It went really well. I mean, you know how well it's gone. We talk about it all the time, Luke and me. But in terms of my day-to-day living, it's all the same. It's all the same, because if you think about it, when I was building a business for myself with Amazon selling, even though I had business partners in the coaching thing and I had other things going on, the Amazon selling was all ours. Now, the agency, it's a split deal, right? Only my share goes between me and my wife and my four children. So we've still got the debt that we're chipping away. We've still got all of the things. We can have a few nicer things each month through the way that we're living. But ultimately, financially, we're kind of in a similar place now that we were in 3 years ago. But that's all right, because it's the potential for earning has shot up through the roof. It's scary, right? Because if I was in my old job, I would be sitting here 3 years later making the exact same money, and the only thing that would have been building is my pension pot. But there would have been a cap on any earnings I could have ever made. That cap has gone completely. And we have managed to make such a success of everything we've done since that initial conversation in July. We know that the sky is the limit here. So in that way, the monetary sense, I'm really not worried, right? Because bills are getting paid, everything's happening as it should be. We have got through the worst of the mortgage rates. We know that we remortgage again in a few months and we're expecting the rates to be a bit lower, which is always good news. Debt has been chipped away. But ultimately, where I am now rich is in the freedom. I'm talking to you now at 2:30 and I'm on my way to get my kids from school. What? I couldn't have done that before. Now I'm thinking about how best to use my time on the school run so I don't lose out on any effectiveness or efficiency. This is what freedom can do. Today, Wednesday, I should have gone to the gym, but I went Monday and Tuesday, so I'm not too bothered about that. But I woke up, took the kids to school, popped round to see the in-laws who have just moved down, helped them move a few things, then jumped on a few calls with a few people. And these are all good people. And this is all doing work that I understand the motivation before. I did a couple of videos for the community that I like to drop in the announcements, and I like to touch base with a few people in the community every day just to keep things ticking over. We met with TikTok themselves. Oh, I got off the phone with TikTok today. We've got an account manager that we speak to regularly. And this is my job. It doesn't end though, because tonight when I go home, we'll be prepping other calls. We've got calls with accountants on. We've got two tomorrow that we need to prep for, and we're doing content reviews offline for people. On top of that, I'm looking at venues for the live events, arranging for speakers, brands, creators. All of this is part of what I do. But it's the freedom. There's been times when me and Claire have been stressed out and go, oh, should we just go for a coffee today? What a difference does that make? So while I'm not rich financially, due to a business change, due to a cost of living crisis, and due to reality, right? I am rich in time freedom, financial freedom. This is the dream, right? And it's only going to get better. This is the thing. We know how lucky we are. And what I want to do is show you guys, look what's happened. Look how I've made money since 2022. Amazon FBA, digital products, digital services, advertising myself, building a personal brand. Now, TikTok shop affiliate, TikTok shop agencies, TikTok shop communities. There are so many ways, and all of them I've got potential unlimited earnings. So what I want to do on this is show you how, show you what I've done, and the thought process behind everything that happens. Let's talk first of all about this very podcast, this launch. Look at how I've launched it. I seem to be launching podcast in a way that's different to other people, and in a way that I know is gonna bloody work. So the first thing I did was I did a post saying, all right, should I bring the podcast back? And I put a poll up. I knew that would drive engagement. I knew it would pique interest. Straight away, Des is bringing out a podcast. You know, people were actually voting on it. Then I followed up that poll with, all right, everyone said yes. I was always going to do this podcast. Let's do the podcast. I knew that I was going to utilize this car environment. Then I thought, right, what is different about my podcast? Number one, I'm in a car. How can I legalize this, make it so I can film myself while in the car, yet at the same point, be different? Because what it will do is it will generate content. It will generate YouTube momentum again. Podcasting, I'm back in the charts. My network is going up. I can reach out to brands and say, yeah, not only can we do you a deal, but you can come on my podcast if you like and talk about how you scaled. That's what we're looking to do. So I need to reach out to all of these people, and the best place to do that is my platform. So the difference between this podcast and the last one is this time I've actually got a platform. So then I started a series, Launch a Podcast With Me. And when I designed my thumbnail, I thought, right, let's talk about my thumbnail. Let's talk about the branding behind it. Let's talk about why the podcast is called The Making Money Online Diaries. I've said this before. When it comes to branding yourself and giving yourself a name, don't be too clever that no one understands what you do or who you are. It's pointless. At the stage of launching something, your title, no matter what it is you do, no matter what service you provide, if it's a podcast, if it's a channel, if it's TikTok shop, if you're an Amazon FBA store, you need to be the person that everyone knows what it is you do just from your name alone. It says, it does what it says on the tin, right? So give yourself a name that does what it says on the tin. This is called the Making Money Online Podcast. What do you think this podcast is about? My page, Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich. What did you think it was about? So if you're launching a podcast, I think it's important to know that when you're branding, your branding has to be descriptive. And then, right, you've got the name, that's fine. What is it you want to convey about this podcast? Me, I'm the relatable guy. I'm the guy that's a couple of steps ahead of you. I'm the guy that, if I'm a leader, I'm a leader on the pitch, not off the pitch. I don't want to be inspirational. I want to be relatable. There's a real difference between the two. So how can I be relatable? I'm going to do it from my car on the way to the school run, because everybody does school runs in my audience, right? And then we go back one. Who's your audience? My audience is me. It's working parents that are looking to make ends meet. It's working parents that strive for financial freedom, for the time to do this, to spend more time with their kids, to spend more time with their loved ones and have fun, and also being able to pay the bills. That's my audience. So how do I convey that? Right, they were going to be over 35 years old, mostly. The beautiful thing about niching down with a target audience is that you talk to your target audience, but then people outside of your target audience, they come along for the ride as well. But you still need to be true to your target audience, because if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. So start talking about your audience. Who is it? What do they do? So my audience, if they're on the school run, their mind is usually all over the place trying to think of how they're going to cover their bills, how they're going to actually enjoy time. We're coming up to the summer. How am I going to afford a summer holiday and then not be paying it off before the time Christmas comes? Everybody knows these feelings if you're entrenched in a cost of living crisis and you've got kids and rent and mortgage, right? This is the thing. So the school run is perfect for it. Me driving in my car, talking to you in my spare time, it's perfect for it, because everyone's had a conversation while sat in their car, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person. Then, if I'm going to be in my car and I'm going to be recording it and it's going to be a podcast and it's going to be about making money online and I'm talking to people that are over 35, but anywhere between 35 and 60, with kids or grandkids or parents that they need to look after or kids they need to look after, how can I convey that it's for them? I know. I'll do it on a school book. because we're making money online, we're learning a new thing, aren't we? This is the whole thing that I talk about. You're learning a new task, a new skill, a new language, a new musical instrument. So it's a school book, a notepad, and I'm going to do it in crayon and felt tip, and everything's going to be a drawing element on it. And then I'm going to call myself Des Hamilton, because it's a journal, it's a diary, aged 44 and three quarters, because it's a play on Adrian Mole. And everybody of our generation knows exactly who Adrian Mole is. They've read the books, they watched the TV programme, and it instantly is relatable. A picture tells a thousand words. This thumbnail tells a thousand words. And it encapsulates exactly what this podcast is and who I am and what you can expect when you turn it on. That is what branding is. That is what SEO is, because again, making money online is searchable. Search engine optimization. Someone types in makes money online, this podcast is going to show up on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, on all of the usual places, which then builds my profile. Make money online with Des Hamilton. My name's going to be synonymous, if I do this right, with making money online, which is the exact point. All of that is branding. Nobody's even listened to an episode yet, and that is the feeling that they should have in looking at that thumbnail and watching any of my content. Important stuff, right? So I knew I had that nailed down. Then it was a case of, right, record two or three episodes in the car, get used to it. Look, you know as well as I do, this is going to be the first episode. I'm not cutting much of this. It's important that you see how I get started. It's not perfect, it's not formatted, it's not structured. I haven't even got notes. I just know that I want to talk about certain things. But at the same point, you've got to start somewhere, and you can only improve once something's out there. Get going. Take action. If you're worried about the equipment, look, I've done podcasts in the kitchen. I've done podcasts in studios that I've hired. I've done podcasts in studios where podcast hosts of mine have had them. I've been very, very, very lucky in the places that I've done it. But you can do it anywhere. Yes, I've got a fancy camera now and a fancy microphone, but I didn't, and it doesn't matter. You've got a phone holder here. The same legalities when I'm driving, they apply to a mobile phone, whether they apply to a good camera or not. All you got to do is put the camera in the holder before you turn the engine on and press record, and then don't look at the bloody camera. Concentrate on the road. And then it's no different to doing a hands-free phone call, is it? You don't need anything else. We can talk about the software, and we can talk about how I'm going to edit it. I have got contacts in the business space that I know if I reach out to them and say, right, let's do a bit of a sponsorship thing, I know I can get sponsors for the show. But none of that drives why I do a podcast in the first place, because it's all about personal branding. It's not about monetizing, and it's about building your network so you can indirectly make money, not make money through a podcast. If I do, that's a bonus. So that is the story of making money online. So I knew I wanted to build anticipation, get a few episodes in my locker, start lining up guests, because guests are coming, start nailing down exactly what I want this podcast to be and who I want to speak to, and document the whole thing, so by the time episode one comes, a bunch of people are invested in what the bloody hell it is that I'm launching. And the beautiful thing about the algorithm charts on Spotify and Apple, it's all predicated on how many new listeners you get over a short period of time. So episode one of a brand new podcast, 100% of the listeners are going to be brand new. So anyone that ever launches a podcast on Apple, their podcast is going to perform the best on week one. You need to maximize that, because if you can get that into the top 10 of any particular category, wallop, you have got a top 10 ranked podcast forever. See what I mean? That is branding. That is how you use your leverage of the things that you've got available to you. And don't just think from a small periphery of how do I get this person to do that, because you can be inventive. You've got friends that are doing things that you aren't even aware of. Depends on what your category is, depends on what your niche is, but find something that suits you and something that you can talk about a lot. Then build it out, and then for the love of God, get going. Right, that's episode one of the Make Money Online Diaries. We are going to start building out more of a format. We are going to start building out some interviews, and we are going to start building out some structure, because that's the other thing that comes next. you need to know consistency from me. Every day of a certain day of the week, I haven't picked a day yet, there'll be a new episode. Every single time at the same time. The episodes will always be under 35 minutes long, and the episodes will always carry a tried and tested format, so everyone knows what they're getting, so I'm a comfortable listen. Right, your homework, I want you to build a podcast within the next week. Right, I am very late to pick up the kids. I've done 25 minutes and I'm only about halfway through the drive because of stupid traffic. I'll catch you on the next one. And if you know people that might be interested in this, do me a favour, just spread the word. Tell them Des Hamilton's back. Actually, no, don't do that, because they'll go, who? So tell them there's a Making Money Online podcast that they might be interested in, because we're talking all sorts on this. The other thing I want to talk about on this is what I've got planned going forward. It's not specific, this one, to Amazon FBA or TikTok Shop or just the thing that I happen to be doing this week. It's not. This is making money online. This is covering every aspect of making money online. So if you know anyone that is interested in listening to something like this, anyone that might be interested in coming on board, you know what to do. Let's see what the network can do, shall we? Right, that will do. Take care, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Excited for this. And I'll see you on the next one. Ta-da.